各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们在今天晚上一起聚集来分享圣经主给我们的道理。
Thank God that we are able to be gathered here this evening to share in the teachings of God through the Bible.
今天我们要讲神跟以利亚对话。
And this tonight we'd like to study on the topic God spoke with Elijah.
我们来看列王记上第十九章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章。
First Kings chapter 19,
第九节到十八节。
Verse 9 to verse 18.
第九节到十八节。
First Kings chapter 19, verse 9 to verse 18. Verse 9, and there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of God the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Verse 10. So he said.I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. Verse 11. Then he said, Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind.And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. Verse 12. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. 13. So it was, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, What are you doing here, Elijah? 14.And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. 15. Then the Lord said to him, Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. 16. Also you shall anoint Jehu the son of Nishi as king over Israel, and Elijah the son of Shaphat of Abel Meholah you shall anoint as prophet in your place. 17. It shall be that whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill, and whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. 18. Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth has not kissed him.
我们今天晚上要一起来分享这一段经文。
And so this evening we'd like to study this passage.
当然，这段经文有它的背景。
And of course, there was a premise to this passage.
它的故事呢，从十七章一直开始讲起。
And the story started from chapter 17.
在十七章开始呢，因为神降灾在这个北国以色列。
In chapter 17, God sent down calamities upon the northern kingdom of Israel.
那以利亚去跟亚哈说，如果不祷告，就不会下雨。
In that Elijah went and spoke to Ahab and said that unless I pray, it will not rain.
后来呢？经过了三年六个月都没有下雨。
And sure enough, for three years and 6 months, it did not rain.
这对以色列国来讲，这是一个非常非常大的灾难。
And to the kingdom of Israel, this was a great calamity.
他们那个时候呢，农业起步，然后还有畜牧业，那这些呢，全部都需要水。
Because at the time they relied on farming and grazing their herds, and all of this required water.
那不但这些牲畜需要水，人也需要水。
And not only do these livestock require water, humans also required water.
那个饥荒大到连所有的溪水、河水全部都干掉了。
And this drought was so severe that all the rivers and brooks has dried up.
可见这个国家受到多大的打击啊。
And we can see how much this entire nation was impacted by this calamity.
当这个亚哈王在遇到以利亚的时候，他就说：“是以色列遭受这种灾难的是你。”
And we can see by when Ahab saw Elijah again, he said, "You caused all of these calamities upon Israel."
但是以利亚跟他说：“不是我，是你，因为呢，你背弃了神，去侍奉外邦偶像。”
But Elijah refuted Ahab's words and said, "It is not I, but you, and it is because you have gone against God to worship idols."
亚哈王不但去敬拜这个外邦的偶像，而且还为偶像筑坛建庙。
Not only did King Ahab worship the Gentile gods, the Gentile idols, but he also built altars and temples for these Gentile gods.
当时北国从国王一直到老百姓所有的信仰全部都堕落了。
And so throughout the entire kingdom of Israel, the faith of the people through to the king was compromised.
老百姓会到神的祭坛去献祭，侍奉天上的神。
And the people would go to the temple and the altar of the Lord to offer sacrifices to worship the true God in heaven.
但是他也去巴利的祭坛上面献祭给巴利。
But at the same time, they also went to the altars of Baal to offer up sacrifices to Baal.
当然，神对这样的信仰状态是非常痛恨，而且非常厌恶。
And of course, this type of religion, this type of faith amongst the people, caused great sadness in God and caused great anger in God.
后来，以利亚跟巴利的先知一起到了加密山上，展开了一场这个信仰属灵的战争。
And later, Elijah and the false prophets and priests of Baal gathered on top of Mount Carmel, to engage in a spiritual battle, a battle of faith.
这场战争是要真正让老百姓认识谁才是真神。
And this battle was for the purpose, for the people to understand who it is, who is the true God that they should worship.
这跟真假先知其实没有太大的关系。
It has nothing, or had not much to do, in fact, with the true prophets and the false prophets.
而是要真正的认识到底天上亚伯是真神还是巴利是真神。
But rather, its true purpose was to reveal to the people whether God in heaven was the true God or was Baal the true God.
到最后这一场属灵的征战呢，以利亚获得全胜。
And in the end, Elijah was completely and utterly victorious.
而且把巴利先知呢全部给杀死了。
And they killed all of the false prophets of Baal.
当他们都还在山上的时候，就下大雨了。
And as they were still on the mountain, rain descended on the land.
三年六个月没有下雨，突然神降下大雨。
For 3 years and 6 months it had not rained, but yet at this moment suddenly God sent rain onto the land.
在这一个事件里面呢，神做了两件事情。
And so in this incident, God performed 2 things.
第一个就是降火。
Firstly, he sent down rain.
然后呢，最后面呢是降雨。
And secondly, after he sent down fire, he sent down rain.
因为迦南神明里面呢，巴利他是雷电神。
Because Baal, in the religious understanding of Canaan, he is a god of thunder.
所以巴利是一个火神。
And so Baal was also a god of fire.
但是呢，巴利又是一个丰富的丰饶、农业丰饶的神。
But Baal was also at the same time a god of prosperity, a god of harvest.
所以事实上，他也是雨神。
And so he was also the god considered the god of rain.
但事实上，在这一场加密山上的属灵征战里面，巴利全部没有办法做什么。
But in this spiritual battle on top of Mount Carmel, Baal was able to do nothing.
而神做了这件事情，让所有的百姓认识谁才是真神。
And so God did these 2 things in order for the people to truly see who was the true God.
在十八章的最后一节出现了一件事情。
And in the final verse of chapter 18, we can see an occurrence.
我们来看第十八章最后一节。
Let's read the last verse of chapter 18.
46节。
Chapter 18, verse 46. Verse 46, then the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.
这其实是不可能发生的事情。
And so this is something that was impossible.
这个上一节说，这个亚哈的马车呢，已经往上下跑，往这个山下在走了。
The previous verse described how the chariots of Ahab rode away down the mountain towards Jezreel.
那在四十六节里面说，主的灵呢降在以利亚的身上。
And so in 46, there records that the hand of the Lord or the spirit of the Lord came upon Elijah.
他竟然跑得比马车还快，而先到了以色列平原。
And he was able, because of this, to run faster than horses and chariots, and ran ahead of Ahab to Jezreel.
而且他先到了以色列的城门。
He was first to the gates or the entrance of Jezreel.
这其实是不可能发生的事情。
And so this was something that was humanly impossible.
但是当神的灵降在他身上的时候呢，他却能够做出让人觉得不可思议的事情。
But yet, when the Spirit of God came upon Elijah, he was able to do what men thought was impossible.
在这一连串的事件里面呢，我们可以发觉以利亚的能力。
And throughout all these series of events, we can see the power of Elijah.
以及他完成的那些伟大的圣功。
And how he was able to accomplish these great divine works and feats.
他不祷告就没有雨水。
If he was to not pray, then the rain would not come down.
他一祷告，火降下来了。
And when he prayed, fire came down from heaven.
他再祷告。雨就降下来。
He prayed again, and rain came down from heaven.
就这几件圣功来讲，哇，以利亚真的完成非常伟大的圣功。
And so, just in these few events alone, we can say that Elijah accomplished some great divine works.
但是十九章一开始就发生一个很大的转变。
But there was a significant twist in the story, beginning in chapter 19.
王后耶洗别跟谎话跟以利亚说：“我一定要杀你。”
Queen Jezebel sent a message to Elijah saying that I will surely have you killed.
以利亚知道了这个消息呢，就开始跑了。
And as Elijah found out about this message, he started to flee.
从圣经的这个记载呢，他是从北往南跑。
And according to the records of the scriptures, he ran from north to south.
如果按照十八章、十九章这种记载呢，其实十八章到十九章不会相隔很久。
So the time frame between chapter 18 and chapter 19 would not have been long.
他有可能还在耶斯列。
Perhaps Elijah was still in Jezreel after he had descended from Mount Carmel.
那个是在整个迦南地的中北部的地方。
And Jezreel was considered mid to north part of the land of Canaan.
但是呢，因为他听到王后要杀他，他就开始往南跑了。
And so, as he got wind of that the queen wanted to kill him, he started to flee south.
在这第三十九章第三节说，他跑到了别示巴。
In chapter 19, verse 3, it records that he fled to Beersheba.
一般被认为别示巴其实是整个迦南地。以色列犹大国里面的最南边最大的城市啊。
And most Beersheba was understood to be the southern most city of the kingdom of Judah.
事实上呢，他已经离开北国以色列王国的这个领域了，他的国土了。
In other words, he had already crossed over and have departed from his home country, that is the kingdom of Israel.
别示巴是在南朝犹大国里面南边的一个城市。
Beersheba was a city that was on the southern part of the southern kingdom of Judah.
但是以当时南北两国的这种国力来讲，北朝的亚哈王国是比较强的。
But in terms of political and military strength at the time, the northern kingdom, King Ahab, was considered to be more powerful.
所以耶洗别如果真的要到 别示巴来杀这个以利亚是有可能的。
And so if Jezebel wanted to catch Ahab all the way down to Beersheba, it was in fact possible.
后来这个以利亚继续往南跑，跑到了一个罗藤树下，一棵树下。
And so Elijah left his servant there and continued south, and came under a broom tree.
结果他在那里呢，就跟神祷告，求死了，他要死了。
And so there, under the broom tree, he prayed and asked God to take his life.
但是神呢？就派天使给了他食物跟水。
But instead, God sent an angel to bring him food and water.
最后，他又做了一件我们觉得不可能的事情。
And then he did something that seemed humanly impossible.
就是他又跑了40天。
That he got up and he fled and ran for another 40 days and 40 nights.
然后来到了西乃半岛的何烈山。
And came to the Sinai Peninsula at Mount Horeb.
这个距离其实是非常非常远，而且都是旷野。
And all of these journeys were in fact over long distances, and the journey were all over deserts.
而且有一部分呢，其实是沙漠，就说那个其实是非常艰难这个度过的一个区域。
Meaning that it would have been an arduous journey.
那到最后呢，以利亚跑到了这里。
But ultimately, Elijah was able to flee to Mount Horeb in the Sinai Peninsula.
我们刚刚所读的第九节以后呢，就是他跑到了何烈山，然后躲在山洞里面。
And so from verse 9 onwards, which we have read at the beginning of the service, was describes Elijah being at Mount Horeb hiding in a cave.
这个时候呢，神出现了，而且跟他讲话。
And at this moment in time, God appeared and spoke with Elijah.
在第九节里面。
And in verse 9.
神问他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么
？”God asked Elijah, "What are you doing here?"
到了十三节，神又再问他一次说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么
？”And we can see that in verse 13, God asked Elijah the same question, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
那第十节跟十四节，这是以利亚的回答。
And in verse 10 and 14, Elijah gave the same reply.
而以利亚的回答完全都一样。
And it was identical.
他前面讲的话跟后面讲的话是完全一样的。
What he said in verse 10 was identical to what he said in verse 14.
他说我在这里为主大发热心啊。
He said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts.
然后呢，他们已经都背弃你了，毁坏你的坛啊，不敬拜你了。
But the children of Israel has forsaken your covenant and tore down your altars and killed your prophets.
而且用刀杀了你的先知。
They killed your prophets with a sword.
那只剩下我一个人而已。
I alone am left.
他们还要找寻找我的命。
And they seek to take my life also.
这两段的经文有什么特别吗
？And so, is there anything in particular that we can take out of these two verses?
当第九节神问他说：“你在这里做什么
？”In verse 9, when God asked Elijah, "What are you doing here?"
当然，那个时候的以利亚。应该是非常害怕。
And of course, at this time, Elijah was probably in great fear.
因为王后要杀他嘛。
Because the queen is out to take his life.
所以他一直逃命嘛。
And that is the reason why he is fleeing.
然后他现在跑到了这么远的一个山洞里面藏起来。
And so now he has fled a great distance away and hid himself in a cave.
甚至在这个半路当中，他还跟神求死。
And along the way, he even asked for God to take his life.
我们当然可以想象这个以利亚其实是非常害怕。
And we can imagine how afraid Elijah was at this moment in time.
但是除了害怕以外
，But besides fear,
其实他很无力啊，没有力量。
Elijah actually felt very helpless.
在加密山发生这么大的事情。
That he was able to experience such a tremendous event on top of Mount Carmel.
我为神做了这么伟大的圣工。
I was able to perform such great divine works for God.
到最后，竟然是王后要杀我。
But yet it only resulted in the queen wanting to take my life.
没有人站在我这一边呢。
Nobody stood on my side.
百姓的信仰呢？
And so, what about the faith of the people?
当他们在山上说：“哦，这个亚伟，这个耶和华是真神，耶和华是真神的。”
When they were chanting, Yahweh is God on the mountain.
那现在他们在哪里？
Where are those people now?
他们的信仰呢？
What happened to their faith?
所以以利亚其实有蛮大的无力感，挫折了。
And so Elijah, more than anything, felt a great sense of helplessness.
所以当他跑到这个山洞里面的时候，其实他是可以讲一方面害怕，一方面也非常灰心的。
And so we can say that Elijah, on one hand, was very afraid, but on the other hand, he also felt very defeated.
那就在他这样的一个状态下面，神来找他。
And so under such circumstances, God came and spoke to him.
神第一句话是问说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么呢？”
And the first thing that God said to Elijah was, "What are you doing here?"
神没有责备他。
God did not chastise him.
为什么他会变成这个样子呢？
God did not say, "How come you have become like this?"
你在加密山上的时候，你有多勇敢？
How brave you appeared and you seemed when you were on top of Mount Carmel.
所有的人都不支持你。
No, everyone was against you.
纵然你祷告，石火降下来了。
But yet you prayed and fire came down from heaven.
他们也有可能将你杀死啊。
They could have killed you.
但是你一点都不害怕。
But you were not afraid.
可是现在。你为什么在这里？
So why are you here now?
神来这里找他。
When God came to find Elijah here in the cave,
神用问句跟他讲话。
God spoke to Elijah through the form of questions.
神会不知道他的状况吗？
Does God not already know his state of being?
神不知道以利亚现在是怎么回事吗？
Does God not already know what happened to Elijah up until this point?
但是神问说，以利亚，你来这里做什么？
But yet God still asked Elijah, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
这句话里面并没有责备的意思，也没有要审判的意思。
And in this question, in this phrase that God spoke to Elijah, there is no tone of judgment, and there is no tone of chastisement.
只是用一个问句。让你自己想一想，你来这里做什么
？It is merely a question for you to think about yourself. What are you doing here?
神在问你一个，问你一件事情。
God asks you, God will ask you a question.
好，你现在要回答。
How will you respond?
你会想好的答案吗
？Have you got an answer for God?
那你想一下，你到底为什么来这里
？And so ask yourself, what are you doing here?
其实这是。神一个爱的提醒。
And so this was a reminder from God out of His love.
你自己想一下，之前的你跟现在的你。
Think about you in the past, how you were in the past, and how you are now.
你害怕，你无力。
You are afraid. You are. You feel helpless.
但是我不是一直跟你同在吗
？But have I not been by your side all along the way?
连这个逃亡的过程里面，我都跟你同在。
Even throughout your journey of fleeing, I have been with you.
当你祷告求死的时候，我没有放弃你啊。
When you prayed for me to take your life, I did not give up on you.
我加添你的力量。
Instead, I strengthened you.
让你能够继续往前跑。
So that you can continue on your journey.
那十三节，神又问一遍说：“啊，你在这里做什么
？”And in verse 13, God asked him again, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
那个时候呢，这个以利亚已经离开这个山洞，到山洞的外面来了。
And at this point in time, Elijah has already come out of the cave.
神所需要的是你要站出来。
And so what God requires of you, the first thing that God requires of you is to step out.
你不要躲在山洞里。
Don't hide yourself in the cave.
你要站出来。
You need to stand up.
但是以利亚没有体会神的意思。
But Elijah had still not yet comprehended what the message that God was to deliver to him.
他两次的回答都是一模一样的。
And that is why both time he responded with the identical responses.
可是在这中间呢，神做了很大的事情。
But yet in between these two conversations, God had conducted something that is magnificent.
我们把十一节跟十二节再读一遍。
Let us read again, verse 11 and verse 12.
十一节。
Verse 11, then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake, verse 12. And after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice.
当神问完他的话，以利亚回答完之后，
when God, after God had asked his question and Elijah had given his response,
他都还没有站出来这个洞口，
Elijah had not yet come outside of the cave.
外面发生了大自然发生了很大的变化。
But yet, the natural, nature outside, suddenly, displayed a magnificent sight.
这里说有大风刮起来，使得那个石头到处崩落。
Firstly, a great wind tore into the mountain so that the rocks began to fall.
前阵子台湾发生地震。
So not long ago, Taiwan had a major earthquake.
那这个山里面有很多石头掉下来。
And in the mountain regions, there was a lot of landslides and falling rocks.
这个我们可能比较可以理解。
And so, being from that background, for us, perhaps it is a little bit easier to understand what this looks like.
但是风大到使石头一直崩落，哇！这个很难想象啊。
But that was the result of an earthquake, and it is more feasible. But it is hard to understand how a wind can be so strong that it started to cause rocks to fall.
那这个风过去了之后，
and after the wind,
圣经说就地震了。
The Bible said there was an earthquake.
然后地震完以后，哎，有火出现了。
And after the earthquake, a fire.
哇，这整个大自然在那个瞬间啊，在那很短的时间里面发生了很大的变化。
And so, in a short period of time, the nature that surrounded him went through major changes.
你会觉得这是神的，这是谁的作为
？And who do we think that this caused these things to happen?
以利亚在山洞里面发觉外面这样子发生那么大的事情。他想这是神的，这是谁的作为呢？
And Elijah, when he was in the cave, and he heard and saw and felt all these happen, who did he think, who did he attribute all these doings to?
大自然可以有这么大的一个事件发生，我们很自然的想到啊，这就是神的作为。
For nature to have such significant changes.We often attributed this to the doing of God.
但是很奇怪呢，这两节经节里面有一句话一直讲，一直讲，一直重复啊。
But yet strangely, in these two verses, there was a phrase that was continually repeated over and over again.
就是神不在那里。
That is, God was not in it.
他说大风过去了。
First, it said that after the wind.
神不在风中。
God was not in the wind.
地震过去了。
After the earthquake had passed. 神
不在地震里面。
God was not in the earthquake.
火降下来了。
And when the fire came.
神不在火里面。
God was not in the fire.
这不是很奇怪吗？
And so is this not weird?
这不是神的作为吗？
Is this not acts of God?
为什么圣经一直说神不在中间？
So, but why did the Bible continually emphasize that God was not in these things?
这什么意思啊？
What does all this mean?
当然，这些大自然的这一些状况，我们都知道，哦，这是神的作为。
So we know that everything happens in nature, comes from God.
问题是为什么圣经要一直说？神不在那里，神不在那里。
Then why does the Bible continually emphasize that God was not in these things?
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let us turn to Isaiah.
请看以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah 45.
以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah chapter 45.
十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Isaiah chapter 45 verse 15, truly you are God who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior.
这里讲到了神是什么样的一个神。
Here it describes to us what type of God our God is.
是一个把自己隐藏起来的神啊。
He is a God who hides himself.
神把自己藏起来了。
God hides himself.
神显出这个在列王记上显出这样的一个事件给以利亚看，到底要告诉他什么
？And so in 1 Kings, when God allowed all these natural events to be displayed to Elijah, what was the message that God was trying to tell Elijah?
风可以大到把石头山上的石头这样吹到崩落下来。
And that is even if there was a great wind, so much so that it cut into the mountains and rocks begin to fall.
神不在那里。
God is not in it.
地震了，神不在那里。
A great earthquake came, but God is not in it.
火降下来了，神不在那里。
A fire came through, and God was not in it.
这么大的事件，怎么会神不在那里呢？
All these great natural events, but yet, why was God not in them?
因为神藏起来了。
Because God hid himself.
这个在说什么？
What is this trying to tell us?
我们想一想以利亚。
And let us think about Elijah.
以利亚前面做了那么多那么伟大的圣工。
Prior to this, Elijah had accomplished much great deeds for God.
当他神问说你在这里做什么的时候。
And when God asked Elijah, what are you doing here?
他真正要告诉神的是什么？
What was Elijah trying to tell God?
只有我一个人。
The main thing that God, Elijah wanted to express to God was only I am left.
所有的人都背叛你了。
Everyone has rebelled against you.
所有人都不敬畏神了。
Everyone has forsaken you and no longer fear you.
也没有先知了。
There are no other prophets.
只有我一个人。
I alone remain.
真的吗？
But was this true?
但是这个时候的以利亚呢，他只看到自己。
But for Elijah at this moment in time, he only saw himself.
后面也许要杀他这件事情，让他觉得不可思议。
This event that is Jezebel trying to kill him, made him he felt that this was unforeseeable and unbelievable.
他还活在前面的。那个荣耀里面
Because he was still living in the glory of the things that he had achieved in the past.
你看我多有能力啊。
And he thought to himself, how powerful am I?
你看我不祷告就没有雨耶。
If I do not pray, the rain would not come down.
我一祷告就降火耶。
As soon as I prayed, fire came down from the heavens.
我胜过了所有的巴利先知耶。
And I defeated all the prophets of Baal.
我为神做了大功啊。
And I have done great deeds for God.
我再祷告，雨就降下来了。
I prayed again, and the rain came down.
他一直活在那里啊。
He is still living in those glorious moments.
他活在他所做的那一个事情里面。
He is still living in the achievements of himself.
他沉迷在那一个成就跟荣耀里面。
He was basking in his own accomplishments and his own glory.
但是这一段很特别。
But yet this chapter or this passage is very unique.
十一节跟十二节讲神有那么大的作为。
In verse 11 and verse 12, it tells us that God was able to do all these magnificent things.
但是圣经一直说神不在那里，神不在那里。
But yet God, but yet the Bible continues to describe that God was not in them.
他要告诉以利亚什么
？What was the message that God was trying to give Elijah?
我的作为比你的伟大。
That my accomplishments are greater than yours.
但是我不在里面呢。
My works are greater than yours, but yet I am not in them.
你做了那么多圣工。
Yes, you have done much work for God.
你成就了那么多的事情。
Yes, you have accomplished much.
结果你一直活在那里。
But yet you live in those moments.
你还没走出来。
You have not come out of those moments.
也许别杀你没有错。
Yes, Queen Jezebel seeks your life.
但是你现在是什么样的想法呢？
But what attitude and what mindset are you holding right now?
所有的人都没有用的了。
You think to yourself that others are useless.
所有人都背叛神了啦。
You think to yourself that all have forsaken God.
只有我一个人而已。
You think that I am the only one.
只有我在敬拜神而已。
I alone am left as a God-fearing person.
只有我在为神做伟大的圣功了。
I alone can accomplish great deeds for God.
但是前面神用这一个事情告诉他。 是这样子吗?
But God used all these tremendous natural occurrences to tell Elijah, are you right in your thinking?
人在什么时候最容易只看到自己?
In what situation does a person fall into this trap of only seeing himself or herself?
最有成就的时候,
it is when one is most accomplished.
还有一个就是最痛苦、最可怜的时候。
And the other is when one is at its their most most pitiful, most painful period in life.
这在这两个极端的状况之下，人常常都只看到自己。
And in these two extreme situations of life, often man can only see himself.
当他最痛苦、最失败的时候。
That is when they are at the most painful, when they are at the lowest of their failures.
他只看到他自己是全世界最可怜的人啊。
They only see themselves and they think to themselves that they are the most pitiful person in the whole world.
没有人比我更痛苦了，我是全世界最痛苦、最可怜的人。
No one has suffered as much as me. I am the most pitiful person in this whole world.
另外一种就是。
And the other situation is the other extreme when one has accomplished great things.
当他做了很伟大的事情，然后得到成功的结果的时候，他觉得，哎，就是我嘛。
When one achieves great success, he thinks to himself, I stand alone.
人在这两个极端里面只看到自己。
And so in these two extreme situations, that is when as humans, we only see ourselves.
而这两个极端同时呈现在以利亚现在的状况下。
And yet for Elijah, he experienced both extremes at the same time.
他不是在逃命吗?
Is he not fleeing for his life?
他不是非常痛苦吗?
Is he not feeling pained?
所以他觉得只有我一个人而已。
And so he thinks to himself that I am alone and left.
而他还沉迷在前面的那个荣耀里面的时候，
But at the same time, he is still indulging in the glory of what he had achieved in the past.
他也认为只有我一个人而已了。
And in that mindset, he also felt that he was alone.
没有任何人做主的圣功啊。
There's no one else doing the works of God with him.
神在这里要教导以利亚。
And so here, God wanted to teach Elijah.
因为 当这个大自然事件过去之后，圣经说有一个微小的声音出来。And
so the Bible said that after all these significant natural occurrences went by, there was a still small voice.
在列王记上19章的16节最后那里说。In
chapter 19, verse 16, there it says.
他说，当这些事情都过去的时候呢，有一个微小的声音跑出来。
In verse 12, it says that after all these things passed, there was a still small voice.
神用微小的声音去跟他讲话。
In a still small voice, in a very small voice, God spoke to Elijah.
刚刚那个大自然的整个重大变化，你当然都看到了，也感受到了。
You felt and saw all the great natural events that has just occurred.
但是现在呢，神用很微小的声音跟你讲话。But
yet now, God wants to speak to you in a small voice.
一方面表示，刚刚跟现在神的那个呈现呢是完全不一样。In
one sense, in one way, God wanted to contrast his demeanor and his approach was completely different from what just happened and how he is approaching Elijah now.
如果是刚刚那个状况，神出现，那以利亚不怕死了，因为神那么伟大，然后那么让人敬畏。
If God had appeared to Elijah under all the previous natural disasters, would Elijah not had fallen down with fear and trembling?
但这些都过去了。
But all those passed by.
现在神用很微小的声音跟以利亚讲。
Instead, God spoke to Elijah in a very small voice.
这个时候的神不会让人觉得哇很大的距离。
And at this moment in time, God makes one feel that he is not a great distance away.
神用微小的声音跟我讲话，好像在跟我的心讲话。
When God speaks to you in a still small voice, he's speaking to your heart.
但是以利亚一直没有体会神的作为。
But Elijah was still not yet able to appreciate and feel the works of God.
他也没有真的去明白神的用心。
He had not truly understood the effort that God has put in to deliver his message to him.
他还是活在自己的状态里面。
He still lived in his, under his own mindset.
所以他的回答跟前面完全一样。
And that is why his response the second time around was exactly the same as the first time.
他回答你们的重点就是说只有我一个人而已。
The emphasis of his reply was that I am alone.
但是神也没有责备他。
But God did not chastise him.
虽然他还没有体会，他还在无知状态里面。
Although Elijah was yet to understand God's message, he was still oblivious.
但是跟他说你出来站着，我跟你讲话。
He was still ignorant, but God said, "Come out, I want to speak to you."
后面呢，神就托付他要做的事，后面要做的事情。
God still asked him to come out and said to him all the works that he needed to go out and do.
没有说因为以利亚现在状态很不好。
God did not see that because Elijah was in a poor mindset.
啊，他现在不能做圣工了。
He say that he is not in a situation to do divine works.
啊，这个时候可以放弃他了。
I can give up on him.
神没有这样子。
God did not take this approach.
神反而跟他说：“你后面还有什么事情要做？”
But instead, God said to him, "All these things you must go and do."
但是到最后，神提醒他一件事情。
But God did remind him of one thing.
我们看回来这个《列王记上》十九章十八节。
Let us read First Kings chapter 19, verse 18.Verse 18, yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.
这个我们所读的英文圣经跟中文都说，我在以色列当中为自己留下7,000人。
And so both the English translation here and in the Chinese translation, God said that he has preserved 7,000 in Israel.
英文的版本是用现在完成式，就是说已经完成了。
And so, in the English translation, it uses a present, uses the perfect, present, term in that, this thing has already been complete.
但是在原文里面其实不是。
But yet in the original, text, it is not, it did not use this form.
它是未来式了。
It actually used a future tense.
所以应该是说，我现在跟未来为自己准备了七千人。
In other words, I will now and will in the future reserve for myself 7,000.
事实上也不是只有以利亚一个人。
And so in truth, it is not just Elijah alone.
我们来看十八章第四节。
Let us read chapter 18, verse 4.
十八章第四节。
Chapter 18, verse 4. Verse 4, for so it was while Jezebel massacred the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them 50 to a cave and had fed them bread and water.
这里讲到有一个人是敬畏神的，叫厄巴底。
And so here it described a God-fearing man by the name of Obadiah.
结果呢，他把那些敬畏神的人呢，就藏起来了。
Who hid those God-fearing people?
这里说他把100个先知藏起来。
Here it says that he has hidden 100 prophets of the Lord.
事实上， 在任何再怎么黑暗的事态里面。
And so, in reality, no matter how dark a time it gets,
永远不要觉得啊，只有我一个人而已了。
Never think to yourself that you are alone.
这个以利亚处的时代是一个信仰非常黑暗的时代，这没有错。
The time in which Elijah lived was a time when faith was at its darkest hour.
但是以利亚弄错了，他以为整个时代里面只有我在敬畏神。
But still, it was a mistake for Elijah to think that he was the only one left.
甚至所有的先知都没有了，只有我一个人是先知。
He thought that no other prophets remained except for him.
但事实上不是这样。
But the reality was different.
而且虽然以利亚这个黑暗的时代还会再延续下去。
And although this dark period of faith that Elijah has experienced will continue for some time.
但是神会继续的保守他的选民。
But God will continue to preserve His chosen elects.
所以神说有7000个人是敬畏神的。
And that is why God says that now and in the future there will be 7,000 God-fearing people.
我们在这个信仰的过程里面啊。
And so throughout our journey of faith.
不管我们处在多恶劣的状态之下。
No matter how dark the environment around us may seem.
或者自己觉得信仰状态多好的状态里面
，or no matter how great we feel our state the state of our faith is，
永远都不要忘了一件事情
，never forget one thing。
神所保守的人绝对不会只有一个人
，God will not only preserve one person。
所以不要以为。只有我一个人在敬畏神，只有我一个人在做工。
And so do not think to yourself that I alone am God-fearing. I alone do the works of God.
而且，不管做了什么事情，多么有成就，自己多得意，永远不要一直沉迷在那里面。
And no matter how great an achievement you have done in your works for God, do not allow yourself to continually.To live under that glory and that achievement.
这个阶段结束了，这个圣工结束了，那就结束了。
Because for a divine works to be complete, a divine work to be completed, and a phase in God's work to be finished, let it be finished.
我们的心也要在这件圣工上面结束了，我们要走下面的路。
Our heart that is set on this matter also should finish and continue on to the next thing or the next journey.
过去的事情当然可以作为经验。
Of course, what has happened in the past can serve as experience for us.
但是我们不要一直活在那里面。
But we should not let ourselves to live in that moment alone.
我们要真的走出来。
We need to come out of it.
因为还有下面的路。
Because there is more journey to be complete.
还有后面的圣工。
There are more works to be done.
还有后面信仰的功课。
And there are other lessons in faith to be learned.
当我们可以这样子往前走的时候。
And when we are able to move forward in this manner.
我们就不会一直活在
We will not allow ourselves to continually to live in the past.
我们也不会一直认为别人都不行，只有我。
We will not think to ourselves that others are not capable, only I alone am capable.
而当我们看到有许多人跟我们一样在这里一起努力的时候
，And when we are able to see that there are in fact many others who hold the same attitude as us and are giving their best efforts to God.
我们就会得到更多的力量。
Then we will once again be re-strengthened.
环境不好。
No matter how bad the environment is.
信仰状态不好。
No matter how bad the state of faith is around us.
大使的点环境不好。
That the environment or the environment and the times, no matter how dark they may seem.
但是我是可以往前走的。
But we can still move forward.
而且有许多人会跟我一样得到主的带领往前走。
That I can still move forward, and there are many others like myself who can move forward with me together under the guidance of God.
当我们知道有许多人跟我们一起在往前走的时候
，When we can see that there are many others who are moving forward with us，
我们不会那么容易软弱。
We will not fall weak as easily。
纵然我们软弱了，也有人可以帮助我们。
And even if we do fall weak， there are others there to help us。
而且我们会更得到力量。能够在信仰的路上真正的往前走。
We will be strengthened even more so that we can continue to walk straight on the path of faith.
但愿从这段经文里面，我们去学习，我们要怎么样在信仰的路上往前走。
And we hope that through this passage, we can learn how to continue on our journey in the path on the journey of faith.
唱诗402首。
Lastly, let us sing hymn number 402.